one button played to come. Again, if you're interested in basketball action, we will be broadcasting, I believe, on the internet, skygateschools.org, for their games tomorrow. There will be a game, most likely, the boys will be playing at 1:45 p.m. versus Columbus, and the girls will be playing at noon. Skagway girls will be playing at noon versus also Thorn Bay. So it will be Skagway versus Angoon, back-to-back tonight, Skagway versus Thorn Bay, back-to-back tomorrow. And what happens on Saturday? Skagway versus Angoon. Action starts at 10 o'clock right here on KHNS with the girls, and noon on Saturday with the boys. And that's not part of the tournament. That's just a conference game. Not part of the tournament. We'll have on the conference game. Yeah, start. Skagway Panthers got to be tired with just five players going up against a pressure defense like the Eagles from Angoon, who just, and they have 10 players that they can put out on the court, and they've got, you know, they can substitute a full complement, which makes it tough for Skagway to keep up. It does. But Skagway's power and proof. Like, these guys can run all day for 5 days straight without getting tired. A little beat up. A couple of bloody noses out there tonight, but it seems to be in good shape at this point. Doing inbounds for basketball. Puncher Skeet with the ball. Over to Sibley. Down low to Damian Willis. Forces up a shot. Misses. Willis isn't tall, but he's big. He's broad. And he's got a good presence around the basket. He'll be shooting two after he gets fouled off. Shot. Low bounce, the first shot. This is everything. Bounces harmlessly for them. And they do let the clock run now. It's 76 to 15. 7 minutes and 10 seconds left to go in the game. Second shot up and no good. Rebound, shot four, brought down by Hunter Skeet from Angoon. And a 3-point bomb now by the guy who just missed two free throws. He misses off the backboard. Fight for the rebound. Lost out of bounds off of Skagway. Will be basketball. Free throws. Kept up and launched up a 3-point bomb. Back to Willis down low. Then he will go back to the line. Damian Willis show. 76-15 and then the score. 38 to go in the game. Skagway has not found an answer to the pressure of the team. First shot. Off the side of the rim. No good. His teammates want to see him connect. Let's see if the second shot is a charm for him. Second shot up. No good. Off the side of the rim again, but rebounded by Sibley. Sibley gets it out. Stolen by Colton. Colton brings the ball up. Stolen back by Sibley with looks like a foul. The officials are not going to call it. Too late in the game to start calling. Close call. Sibley brings it all the way in, a beautiful wraparound pass to Jackson Chase Collins. He's unable to knight a basket. Got him out. Off of him. Open Skagway. Bring down the ball. Gets it over the coat and the line. And bring the ball up. Right up the center of the court. Pressure defense has been pulled back by James Wilson. Pick. Set by Wyatt. For Colton Belisle. And foul. Nobody's in the bonus at this point, so it is not going to be a one-on-one situation. Right out for this game. Just under 5 minutes to play here in Angoon, Alaska. Like they were confused about what side of the court they're going to take the ball out. Quiet. looking to get the ball in, gets it over to Ackerman. He's driving on the left side of the lane, throws up a left-handed runner. No good, but he's fouled on the shot. He's going to go to the line, shoot two. Good place for Alex Ackerman. We like it when he goes to the line. Shoot about 80% this year. And he's also got a terrific free throw ritual. Nine, there's four, here's his head. There's the Ackerman spin. There it is. High up over the head. Just up in front of the rim. Just up in front of the rim. Tired leg will do that. Foreman left to play now. 76-15. God. Spin. Off over the head. Second shot. Nothing but the bottom of the net. 76-16. Angoon with the ball. Sibley working it up the court. He's working on Wyatt Belisle. Blew right by him. Missed the shot. Rebound. Pulled down and missed in the follow by Willis. Willis gets the ball again offside. Over to his point guard, Sibley. Resetting the offense. Sibley guarded by Wyatt. Belisle. Blows by Wyatt. And a steal by Colt. High dribble, picks it up. He's trapped in the corner. And foul call. A timeout has been called by Coach Kent. Beautiful timeout call by Coach because Colton was stuck in that dreaded corner. You don't want to be caught in a trap in the corner just over the half court line so you can't go back. And on the sideline, it's a dead zone over there for an offensive player. Don't want to be caught over there. And Coach realized that Colton had been caught instead of allowing a turnover to happen, which would have happened. He got a nice timeout with 2 minutes and 40 seconds left to go. And the clock does stop for time. Turnover. Foul. It will be Skagway ball by Belisle, the inbound the ball. And nobody's guarding anybody underneath, but Wyatt didn't see it. He still has the ball. Now he gets it in to Ackerman. Ackerman driving to the left side of the hole. Puts it up with the right hand to avoid the block. Missed it. Rebound comes down to Damian Willis, who brings it the length of the court. Misses his shot. Gets the rebound and misses Ackerman. That wasn't good. That was the call. Dane Gray brings it down to the baseline. Gets it down to Ackerman. Ackerman misses his right-handed hook shot. And the ball goes over to Sibley. Sibley misses his layup attempt. Rebound attempt missed by Hunter Skeek. Put back up by Sibley and in. 80-16 now the score with a minute 50. In action. Fulton Belisle. The basketball at the circle. Passport circle. And go to the right a little bit. Back over the circle. Poked away by Sibley. He can dribble. He doesn't know he can. Hits it over to Danny Brady. Danny Brady's going to try and run right into the teeth of the defense. Tries to split two defenders. Unable to do it successfully. And turns the ball back over. Sibley now with the ball, going to walk the ball up the court. He's in no hurry. Just a little over a minute left to go in this ballgame. And if this Skagway defense isn't going to come out and guard him, just him driving to the hole. There and wait for somebody to come guard him before he tries to make a shot off him. And finally, the defense comes out on him, leaving McCluskey wide open for three. Misses. Rebound pulled down by Chase Collins. Hunter Skeek throws up a three-point shot, misses. Over to Willis, three-point shot, misses. Hunter Skeek rolls out of bounds, unable to corral the ball before he does go out of bounds. Ball will be Skagway. Skagway has an opportunity for the last shot of the game with 30 seconds left. Oh, Belisle. He's not bringing the ball up too fast either. Taking his time. Pick set by his brother, Wyatt Belisle. goes over to the left-hand side of the court, picks up his dribble, tries to get it back over to Wyatt, unable to corral the pass. Sibley in to pick up the pass. Sibley in to pick up the steal. And with 5 seconds left to go in the game, Sibley's just going to dribble this one out. And that's going to do it. 80-16 is the final score here for the nightcap game. Angoon defeats Skagway. Top Angoon team going to be competing in the championship game tomorrow at 5:15.